Even though the world rejects the guidance of God, there is one place where the fire of gratitude still burns brightly in thankfulness for the Lord's leading. Bob Jones University, the Fortress of Faith.
In 1517, when Martin Luther posted his 95 Theses against indulgences in the Catholic Church, he ignited a fire that spread throughout Europe. In his lectures at Wittenberg University, he taught religious independence from men and man's dependence on God. He called marriage a noble and holy estate. His proposals created a furor all over Germany and brought him into prominence overnight. While Luther's fame spread, in a secluded corner of a German convent, a group of nuns gathered around Catherine von Bora.
You've all read this pamphlet in secret. What we thought about the Bible, we now know to be true.
Then the church teaches doctrines contrary to the Bible.
Yes. We must try to leave the convent. We cannot live one way and believe another.
It could mean death for us.
Are you afraid?
No. I know a way. We can write a letter to Mr. Luther and have the gardener take it to town. We'll ask for Mr. Luther's help for our escape. The letters to our parents have either gone unanswered or else they've refused to listen.
Magdalena, you write the letter. Then run. I hear the abbess coming. And pray. Dear Father, let us hear from Dr. Luther quickly. If it be thy will. Oh, dear Father, only if it be thy will. Are we all here now? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Where are the other three?
Mariana and the others decided the danger was too great. They have changed their minds, Catherine.
So be it then.
Will it work, Catherine?
It is a good plan. Mr. Cuppa comes here regularly to deliver supplies. No one should suspect.
Read his letter again, Magdalene. Dr. Martin greets the 12 sisters, and through me, Leonard Cuppa, the merchant of Torgau, will restore them to liberty. Therefore, be ready. On the night before Easter, on the 4th of April, at the hour of 10, I will be under Catherine von Bora's window, whence escape is easiest. Do what is needful to keep the secret, and may the Almighty have mercy on you. Signed, Leonard Cuppa.
God help him.
Listen. Wheels. He comes. Oh, Catherine, must we crawl into those smelly barrels?
Of course. That is the only way we can hide.
There's good Torgau beer for the abbess. Just to her liking.
Quickly, climb into the wagon. Don't mind the herring and beer smells. This means your freedom.
Freedom?
Let's see now. 5 of the girls have had members of their family come for them. Eva, what of you?
In Grima, there's a friend. I could teach in the new girls' school there.
Fine. And the 2 sisters are spoken for marriage. That leaves only you, Catherine von Bora. Will you not go to your family?
My mother died when I was an infant. My father married again, and his wife does not want me. They sent me to the convent when I was 5. They have never answered my letters. I shall stay here.
Well, we shall see what God plans for you. Catherine, sit down. I believe I must speak to you of your willfulness and pride. You did not marry Jerome Baumgartner.
And you know the reason. His father refused to have him marry a former nun. I may have thought I loved him. But if he had no more spirit than that,
Calm down, Catherine. The situation is regrettable. And yet, now I have heard you refuse the good professor, Dr. Glutz, who seeks your hand.
I will not marry him. He's dull, and he bores me.
Catherine, you are a problem.
I'm happy at the Chronicle. Oh, please let me stay there, Dr. Luther.
I would rather remain as I am all my life than to be married to a man I don't love.
We will leave the matter in God's hands and see what he wills.
You have so many worries and troubles. I'm sorry I've disappointed you.
Catherine, don't cry. Dr. Amsdorf told me you once said your heart was cold toward Dr. Glantz, but if he were like Dr. Luther, or like Dr. Amsdorf himself, you would not be opposed to marrying.
Dr. Amsdorf told you that? I meant, please do not trouble yourself about me.
I have not finished, Catherine. Dr. Amsdorf also told me a good Christian wife is essential to a pastor.
Oh.
Catherine, I will soon be 42, and you are only 26. Yet God has put it into my heart to take a wife, so as to set an example, and he has directed me to you. Catherine, will you marry me?
Yes, Dr. Luther. I'd be honored to become your wife.
Catherine was not beautiful, but she possessed spirit, dignity, charm, and a cheerful disposition. She gained great reputation as a housekeeper and as a woman who loved and encouraged her husband. Though they lived frugally and gave most of what they had to those more needy than they, God seemed always to supply what they lacked. In defending the faith, Luther was often thunderous, but in dealing with his family, he was kind and gentle. Luther's health was poor at times, and because of the threats to his life and the constant persecution of the church, he went through periods of great depression. It was through Kate that he found the answer to his grief.
Catherine, Catherine, where are you? There you are. Catherine, what is this? You're all in black. What's wrong?
God is dead.
What are you saying?
Only think, my dear doctor. The Lord in heaven is dead, and this is the cause of my grief.
Oh, Kate, you are a deceiver. No, God is alive, and I thank God for you, my Kate. I have been acting as if there were no God in heaven. I shall no more mope or gloom around. You have broken my evil spell, for with God's help, nothing is impossible. Ah, my good wife, Kate.
Many times in his service for God and in his marriage, Luther quoted an old friend, "There is nothing lovelier on earth than a woman's love, if you can get it." On his final parting from Catherine on January 23, 1546, as he left on a journey to settle some property disputes in Mansfield, he said,
"Kate, it is God who brings people together and who separates them. It is sad and hurts deeply, but God's will be done. If we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's."
Luther died within a month, only 3 days before he was to return home. In the time that followed his death, Catherine was comforted by the memory of his words and by the thoughtfulness he expressed in his written will.
"I beg all my friends to defend my dear Catherine, a gentle, pious, and faithful wife."
Part of her reward from the Lord came when, on December 20th, 1552, Catherine von Bora Luther rejoined her earthly partner.
A woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Today's story, Catherine von Bora Luther, was written by Joyce Parks. In the cast were students and faculty of Bob Jones University. You're invited to join us again next week as Bob Jones University and this station bring you Fortress of Faith, produced in Greenville, South Carolina.